What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And as I was mentioning before, we went to station identification. Out in California, there is a bill being introduced that would order all the public schools in California to teach kids that Russia interfered in the 2016 election. They might as well have a bill ordering the schools to teach kids that dinosaurs are still alive or that the earth is flat. There is no proof that Russia interfered in the 2016 elections. This is a bill that is ordering the schools to lie to our children, to brainwash them. Now then, we are looking at the issues with Hillary Clinton. A lot of people speculating why Barack Obama did not offer her a pardon. Maybe he didn't want that stain on his legacy, or maybe it was just personal animosity, which was on display the last few weeks of Obama's term in office. He was just letting his ego have free rein with a lot of the decisions he made. And it's no secret that Obama was very angry with Hillary Clinton over all the scandals she brought to his administration. Now, Trump can stand up there and say he's not out for revenge. But Trump and the Department of Justice and the FBI are not the only threats to Hillary Clinton. There is still Judicial Watch. And Judicial Watch has filed a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit seeking records that were stored on the equipment of Datto Incorporated, which was a commercial data management company tasked with backups and offsite storage of Hillary Clinton's emails from her private server. And there is really no reason for that to be refused. They can't say it's classified if it was being stored on a public server. So I think Judicial Watch is just working bit by bit to build up the case against Hillary Clinton. And they're going to make it rock solid because they've already had a taste of the Clintons' influence. Down in Florida, the founder of Judicial Watch, Larry Klayman, had actually filed a RICO lawsuit against the Clinton Foundation. And it had the misfortune of being assigned, supposedly at random, to a Clinton-appointed judge who just threw it out without even looking at it. But sooner or later, there's going to be something that can't be buried, can't be covered up, is beyond the ability of bribes. We're hearing now that there is a 50-50 chance Hillary Clinton will run for mayor of New York City. They are not retiring. They're trying to find a way to make a comeback. If Donald Trump does not allow the FBI and the Department of Justice to investigate Hillary Clinton, he may well be facing her again in 2020. And of course, along with that, we need to seriously overhaul our election system. We talked about that yesterday. And I got more emails from listeners in other countries saying, yeah, we got rid of those electronic machines long ago. And we have an election system very similar to what you described. One person wrote on in saying that dipping the finger in the dye might have a hygiene issue, so being a little airbrush or something, so people don't have to worry so much about germs, as it were. Now, according to Gallup, President Obama's overall average approval rating for his 8 years in office was lower than that of Richard Nixon and George W. Bush. Now, Obama can take solace in the fact that he was slightly ahead of Gerald Ford, Jimmy Carter, and Harry Truman. Now, over at the DNC, they're starting to go through the motions of appointing a new chairman of the DNC, a permanent one. And so all the candidates for the chair are up there talking, and they're bashing white people. They're bemoaning their losses this last election, and they're scapegoating white people. And the executive director of Idaho's Democratic Party, Sally Boynton Brown, said that Democrats have to provide training that focuses in part on teaching Americans how to be sensitive and how to shut their mouths if they are white. If you're white, just shut up. You don't know anything about the life here. Now, Sally Boynton Brown herself is also white. So here we have this white Democrat screaming that whites should just shut up. And she will not take her own advice. We're going to take a second to do a shout out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And what's amazing, as you see all these Democrats running around in circles trying to figure out what the heck happened this last year, they will not actually honestly deal with the reality. They ran a candidate with a criminal past that nobody could trust, nobody could like, and they fail to connect with the voters, even with all the massive election fraud. But they won't deal with that. They won't acknowledge that. Oh, it's the fault of the white people. It's the fault of the independent media. It's Russia. It's just constant scapegoating. Now, as I mentioned before, the Democrats are already putting together their list of who's going to run against Donald Trump in 2020. And Hillary is on that list. Michelle Obama, who's never actually held an office before in her life. Joe Biden, even Tim Kaine. The top of the list, though, is Elizabeth Warren, who's seen as the ultra-progressive senator. But, unfortunately, her poll numbers are now turning down. I think last year's election and the ability to actually force the choice of the people through all the election fraud has sparked a lot of desire for states to maybe get rid of some of their deadwood. And the polls up in Massachusetts, she's probably going to lose her Senate seat in 2018, which means she would not be ideally suited to be a candidate in 2020. But I hope somebody from Trump's organization is listening to this broadcast, because it's clear the Clintons are not going to go into retirement. Hillary's talking about mayor of New York City. The Democrats are talking about running her again in 2020. And so two things need to happen. Hillary Clinton needs to be prosecuted for her crimes, and we need to deal with the election fraud issue decisively. Now, in terms of international relations, Trump has basically announced he wants to team up with Vladimir Putin to fight ISIS all over the Mideast, all over the globe. Going to clean up that mess that he inherited from his predecessor. Meanwhile, over in Europe, they're in a panic at this idea that the United States might actually start pulling their troops and weapons out of there. And a senior defense general based in Europe says that if Trump pulls the troops from Europe, Russia will invade. They'll invade immediately if the American troops go home. I'll tell you what's actually going on. Right now, Europe is enjoying all those American troops on their soil with pockets full of U.S. taxpayer dollars being poured into Europe's economy. Because when they're not out there on the front lines, these U.S. troops, they're being tourists, they're traveling around, they're shopping, they're eating at the restaurants. Having them there is good for the European economy. It's bad for the American economy, but it's good for Europe. That's the real danger if Trump pulls the troops from the continent. Russia's not going to invade. Why would Russia invade Europe? He's got enough problems of his own. Europe is on the verge of a massive economic collapse. It's dealing with this refugee crisis. Why would Putin want to invade? There's nothing there for him that he needs. Remember a couple of months ago, early last year, the Corbyn media was out there saying that Vladimir Putin wanted to steal Alaska back. And Putin himself laughed it off and said, we've got enough frozen wilderness already in Siberia. Why would we want Alaska? To which I would add the footnote, Sarah Palin's there. Nobody wants that. Meanwhile, in Great Britain, their corporate media is still ramping up war rhetoric against Russia. Let's see. The Telegraph on the last day of last year, systemic, relentless, predatory Russian cyber threat to U.S. power grid, blah, blah, blah. The Independent, middle of December, highly probable Russia interfered with Brexit. The Express, just a few days ago, Russians forcing RAF to abort missions in Syria by hacking into their systems. The Guardian, also just a week ago, senior British politicians targeted by Kremlin for smear campaigns. In every one of these reports, there's not a single scrap of actual evidence. It's all rumor and hearsay. And by the way, as far as Russians forcing the RAF to abort their missions in Syria, the RAF does not have the permission of Syria's government to be there. The corporate media is out there trying to assume the position that they will tell us who our enemies are and who our friends are. And I have a message to the corporate media. We're all big boys and girls out here. We can figure it out for ourselves who our enemies are and who our friends are. We can figure out for ourselves what's real news and what's fake news, which is why you're all in a lather. Now, as you know, a lot of these NATO forces are piled up on the Polish border with Russia and Belarus. That may not go out so well because apparently back in 2008, Poland started shifting to a pro-Russia policy. And they just declassified a 2008 policy document in which the decision was made to improve relations with Russia and start pulling away from Europe. Now, over in China, Xi Jinping is taking the position that all nuclear weapons all over the world should be completely prohibited. Obviously, he's thinking about all the saber rattling and propaganda coming out of North Korea, but it's a good idea. I'd like to see a world in which we don't have these city-destroying weapons hanging over our head like the Sword of Damocles. But there's a problem. You can pass a UN resolution that prohibits nuclear weapons, and Israel will ignore it. They'll go back to saying, we don't have any nuclear weapons, really. And anybody who says we do is just being a dirty, filthy anti-Semite who wants Hitler to come back and gas Jewish babies in the oven. That compliance is a big issue, especially when it comes to Israel. Now, David Icke is out with a new article saying that we are beginning to see more and more people willing to talk about the actions of Israel's government. And Israel has, for decades, been able to suppress criticism by screaming anti-Semite, Jew hate, racist, and so forth and so on. But very clearly, that power is waning today. As more and more people understand, the criticism is not directed against Jewish people. It's not directed against any religion or ethnic group. It is a criticism of the actions of a powerful few in a government. And no government is above the law or above criticism. And people are beginning to understand that. On top of which, of course, Israel's defenders have hurled anti-Semite in so many directions, they've worn it out. It's lost its shock value. 20, 30 years ago, somebody said, you're an anti-Semite. Oh, I have to work to correct that. Today, somebody says you're an anti-Semite. You go, okay. Big deal. It just doesn't matter any longer. Now, apparently over at Fordham University, there was a group of students wanted to form a student group to support Palestinian rights. The process for approval of the application, which normally would have taken weeks, dragged on for 13 months. The student government eventually approved the student group in support of Palestinian rights. But the dean of students, Keith Eldridge, used a very rarely used veto power to ban the group from campus. So we are still seeing that effort to hijack education in service to a foreign government. Now, Bernie Sanders is out there applauding Donald Trump's withdrawing of the U.S. from the Trans-Pacific Partnership, and with the U.S. stepping out, they were pushing for it. TPP is now dead. Everybody's going to tear up the paperwork, toss it in the shredder, and say, thank goodness we missed that one. We dodged a bullet on that one. And so a lot of people are very happy about that. Some importing companies that prefer to have jobs outside the country are out there whining, saying, oh, we're, everything that you buy from us is now going to be much more expensive now that TPP is dead. But I think most Americans are going to be willing to pay a little bit more for what they buy in exchange for two things: better quality and jobs for fellow Americans. Claire and I, when we go down to buy something, we look for stuff that's made in the United States. And yes, it'll be more expensive. And yes, we're willing to spend that money because we understand one of the reasons our nation is in such a fragile economic situation was this rush to offshore jobs by a corporate culture that seemed to have forgotten your employees collectively are also your customers collectively. If you take away their jobs, they are not going to show up at the malls and buy things. And by the way, the owners of shopping malls are now starting to get out. They're seeing retail as failing because people don't have money. They're blaming online shopping, and I'm going to come back to that in a minute. But basically, we're seeing this article over in Government Slaves where retailers are saying that U.S. brick and mortar retail footprints have to be reduced by 1 billion square feet all across the country. They've got to move to smaller and smaller spaces. Now, yes, a lot of people buy things online, but it's not our first choice. It's certainly not my first choice. I prefer going down to a store, walk on in, see what I want to buy, pay for it, and go home. Instant gratification is the heart of the retail experience. Unfortunately, retailers have gotten out of the habit of having a selection, and they'll load up their store with thousands and thousands of whatever they could get the cheapest. And their attitude is, you'll buy what we're selling you, or you'll do without. And people are saying, we're going to do without. We'll order online to find what we can't get at the stores. And that's a big reason why retail is in trouble. Not just the economic downturn, but a very arrogant attitude coming out of these retail companies that we'll decide what we want to sell you, and we don't care what it is you want to buy. And we go back and forth with on this very issue with our local supermarket. They'll have a product we really like, and all of a sudden it's off the shelf, and there's something on the shelf that's nowhere near as good for more money. And we'll talk to the store manager saying, can't you get this other thing back? And he says, it's not up to me. Corporate sends me what I'm supposed to sell to you. Now, over in Spain, their court has jailed five former executives, bank executives, who got millions in severance pay from a struggling bank that later had to be nationalized. We need some of that here. We need to put the crooked Wall Street financial sharks, criminals, into prison. We need to disincentivize financial fraud. More about that when we come back from these words from our sponsors.
Fall, my favorite time of year. cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Naturesyouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And as you know, Rolls-Royce got into their own trouble because they had this 24-year period in which Rolls-Royce executives were secretly paying off middlemen and officials in 11 developing countries to win lucrative business. Bribing is basically what they were doing. And last week, Rolls-Royce agreed to pay £671 million in total to British, U.S., and Brazilian authorities to settle the allegations of bribery, which occurred in countries including Russia, Iraq, and China. So now attention is turning to the accounting firm, KPMG, which was supposed to be the auditor for Rolls-Royce to keep their bookkeeping honest. And obviously, they had to know the bribery was going on and find some way to cover it up. And the problem with all of these is that every time a company gets fined, it comes off their taxes in part. They raise prices to their customers and clients. And nobody goes to jail. Now, the newly elected leader of Moldova is visiting Moscow on his first official visit as president of Moldova. And he's just come right on out and said, I don't think we're ever going to join the European Union. And Brussels hopefully understands this. I imagine Brussels might think that that European Union army they've been talking about could be used to invade a country here or there and say, really, you're going to be much better off in the European Union. Before you do that, however, I would remind you what an absolute disaster Ukraine turned into. Because that was all about bringing them into the European Union. And the democratically elected president of Ukraine was saying, Russia's offering us a better deal. Our people are historically, traditionally Russian, and we're going to go cozy up to Russia. And it's at that point that all of these NGOs and snipers and everything went on into Kiev to drive the legitimate government out of power and replace it with Poroshenko, who immediately turned around and said, oh, yes, we're going to merge with the European Union. Absolutely. Now, over in Germany, they're going to have their next election in September. Merkel is running for another term as chancellor. Her poll numbers are not looking good at all. And so apparently she has decided to copy a page from Hillary's playbook and blame it all on Russia. Russia is spreading disinformation about Angela Merkel. It's all Russia's fault. It's got absolutely nothing to do with the German people's rejection of Merkel's open borders policy. But it's like blaming Russia for everything is the new fashion trend among the political elite. No matter what happens, Russia did it. Russia's to blame. Now, there's an interesting little article that came out from Sputnik News. The German government has a problem with critically minded citizens. Well, that's hardly unique to Germany. All governments have a problem with critically minded citizens who are watching what they're doing and analyzing what they see. But apparently, according to this story, following the meeting of leaders in the European Parliament's faction, Europe and Freedom Nations, journalists were told that the German government can't deal with people who have opinions outside that which is being dictated to them. And apparently in Germany now, people whose opinion differs from that of the establishment are immediately labeled as anti-democratic. That's the new word. If you are not blindly following along with the flock, you are now anti-democratic. So I guess Democrats are now seen as sheep in Germany as well as here in the United States of America. Now, the Dutch polls are showing Geert Wilders really starting to soar. He's got a 9-point lead. More about this when we come back.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that LimeScale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate LimeScale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time.
If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it?
That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, "I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you." Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. So we're talking about the polls for Geert Wilders' Populist Party leading up to the Dutch elections. And Geert Wilders' party has been against this refugee open border policy. And now he's got a 9-point lead on the current ruling conservatives. And as a result of this poll result, Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte is now starting to change his policy and drift over to Geert Wilders, saying that these refugees have to integrate into Dutch society, and if they don't want to do that, they should leave. And he's also issued a call for a return to common decency. I'm not exactly sure what that means. But these politicians are starting to realize that this open borders idea has not worked out, and it is now an election loser. Meanwhile, over in Tijuana, Mexican protesters have seized control of the U.S. border crossing as part of these riots over gasoline price hikes. Now, they've only seized the Mexican side of the border crossing. But apparently there were enough of them there where the Mexican authorities just ran and the protesters were just waving motorists into Mexico. Come on in, buy some fireworks. Now, Donald Trump's pick to head the FCC wants to abolish net neutrality. And a lot of people are saying, oh, it'll be the end of independent media. And, yeah, we're going to see some abuses by the corporations that run the net. And we're already seeing some game playing already with certain websites all of a sudden disappearing from the DNS. But actually what this FCC head is saying is the federal government will not be regulating the internet. And that actually is going to be a good thing when you remember that it wasn't all that long ago. FCC member Ajit Pai was out there saying federal regulators were going to seek to regulate websites based on their political content using the power of the FCC or the Federal Elections Commission. And so this pulling of the federal government out of the internet looks to have more upside than downside. Now, if you are a computer hardware geek, and aren't we all, really, you're already familiar with the Raspberry Pi. And it's this little tiny computer on a board, and it's got a lot of capability. And it's for people who just want to play around with the hardware, cook up their own interfaces, make a telescope controller out of it or something like that. Asus has entered this area of the market with what's called the Tinker Board. And they've come on out. It goes for about $70. And it's got a quad-core Rock chip processor. It supports 4K video. And apparently it's a lot faster than the Pi version 3. And it looks like it's going to be a lot of fun for anybody who's into robotics or just wants to hack the hardware directly. Now, as I understand it, these computer-on-boards come with an embedded operating system and embedded interpreter. So you just plug in the terminal and the keyboard the display, rather, and the keyboard, and you can actually program this thing to do all kinds of fascinating stuff. And like I said, it looks to me like it would make a hip controller for a computer-operated telescope for all you astronomy buffs out there. Now then, let's talk about human-caused global warming. Al Gore is out with his new sequel Inconvenient Truth. And I love the irony that when it opened at the Sundance Film Festival, they had heavy snow and freezing weather. And Gore is already out there trying to use this film to sort of rewrite the history of the first film. Because in that first film, Al Gore predicted that by this time, the melting of the ice caps would flood Manhattan, including the site of the 9/11 memorial. And what he's done in this film is a little bit dishonest, because Gore took clips from Superstorm Sandy, which did flood water into lower Manhattan, including the memorial site, and saying this is proof that his prediction was coming true. Well, Superstorm Sandy is not caused by the melting of the ice caps. There hasn't been any melting of the ice caps. Quite the contrary, we are headed into another major winter. I'm getting emails from people all over saying they're snowed in. They're having to deal with very heavy snow. Out in Reno, Nevada, the snowplow drivers are working 12-hour shifts trying to keep the roads cleared over there. New Zealand is reeling from what is being called a weather bomb because they are being repeatedly hit with snowstorms down there, and it's the middle of their summer below the equator. Over in Japan, parts of that nation are dealing with a steady falling of snow. And the pictures were rather amazing to look at. So all this talk about snowfalls or a thing of the past was nonsense. Humans are warming the Earth. Even NASA is finally grudgingly saying that, yes, solar output is what's really setting the temperature here on Earth, and solar output is in decline. And once again, the corporate media stands fully exposed for feeding you a line of USDA choice bovine excrement for monetary and political gain. How many more times do you have to be lied to until you stand up and say, I am sick and tired of being lied to, and I'm not going to put up with it anymore? That time is here and now. It's not politically correct to pretend to believe what's on CNN or MSNBC. We evolved to have a brain. I would respectfully request everybody start using it. Because nothing terrorizes tyrants more than people who think for themselves, figure things out, and ask important questions. Now, as that caller mentioned earlier in the show, Trump has signed an executive order moving forward on the Keystone, XL, and Dakota Access pipelines. As that caller mentioned, there were caveats on it involving renegotiation, involving how the pipelines were going to be constructed to hopefully make them a little bit safer. But contrary to the caller who called on in, the Keystone Pipeline is actually going to increase gas prices in the U.S. because the oil and gas glut that has built up here in the United States, because people aren't driving as much, they don't have jobs to go to, that's what's driving these prices down. And if that pipeline can be used to sell the surplus of Gulf oil to Canada, the glut goes away and the prices go up, estimated 10 to 20 cents a gallon. Now then, let's talk about the seven most egregious acts of social justice in Obama's military. We saw all this kind of nonsense. Remember when they had these cadets, male cadets, walking around in high heels to sensitize them to the trauma of what it's like to be a woman in America? And by the way, there is no law that says a woman has to wear high heels. And they are, in fact, bad for your feet. So, let's see. Apparently, back in 2012, a proposed U.S. Army handbook ordered soldiers not to make any negative comments about pedophilia, which apparently is a common practice in Afghanistan. And let's see. 2014, the Army punished Chaplain Joseph Lawhorn for listing Bible verses as an optional resource in a suicide prevention training class. They got a major problem with suicide. And he was ordered not to do that because the Bible disrespects diversity. Apparently, an Air Force base banned the greeting, "Have a blessed day." And here's the one about the Army ROTC cadets walk around in bright red heels for social justice. Apparently, a DOD-approved training course listed the Declaration of Independence as a document that perpetuates sexism. And there's a lot more of this nonsense. But do they really expect they're going to go up against Russia and China when our military are being indoctrinated for these kinds of issues instead of learning how to actually shoot a gun? It really is rather ridiculous. Now then, you've been probably seeing a lot of ads on TV about the shingles vaccine. If you had mumps, you're carrying the shingles virus in your body, and it can leap up on you and cause all kinds of problems. I had an uncle who had shingles. It really is very, very painful. And if you've had the mumps, you have a 1 in 3 chance of getting shingles during your lifetime, and they're selling a vaccine for it. It turns out that the people who are vaccinated with this shingles vaccine are turned into carriers and can infect other people with this virus. And we have been seeing this over and over again, where all of a sudden there's a screaming about a measles or a mumps outbreak, and they say, why, oh, why did these people not get vaccinated? And then you find out they did. The These vaccinations are not protecting people from illness. They are causing it. We were talking the other day about how the AMA is very concerned about how people who are being given the oral polio virus are coming down with a strange paralytic disease. And when it first appeared, people said, it looks like polio. And the AMA said, no. You don't dare call it polio. We'll take away your medical license. You call it something else. You call it a shrunk or a fizbin or, you know, unspecified polio-like paralysis, if you want to do that. There's really a grand cover-up going on over how bad medicines and treatments in this country have become. Now, there's a new study. This is being reported in investmentwatchblog.com. A new study that confirms once again, children are being overdiagnosed and overtreated for ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. And remember, the guy who came up with that, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, shortly before he passed away, said, it's the perfect example of a fictitious disease. It was created to sell medications. It doesn't really exist. When I was a kid, we didn't have ADHD. We had teacher is boring the heck out of me. So, of course, I'm going to look out the window. Now, here is a very, very sick story. This is down in Florida. And it has to do with a police officer. And apparently this police officer had been friends with this elderly woman and had unfortunately been stealing checks from the victim's house and writing them to himself and his children to the tune of $65,000. And apparently the deputy, when the woman went into the hospital, the deputy said he was going to take care of the dog. Instead, tried to sell the dog on Craigslist and say it ran away. Well, apparently the elderly woman wised up and filed a police report, at which point this police officer broke into her home, grabbed her, and forced a bunch of pills down her mouth along with her prescription tranquilizer that was used to induce sleep. And she lost consciousness. When she woke up, she found there was a hose running from her car with the engine running, filling the house with carbon monoxide. This is a law enforcement, officer who's done this. And this gets back to something I have said many times before. The lust for these pieces of paper and ink have destroyed what was best about Americans. We used to be a people that took pride in our work just because we wanted to do good work. We were altruistic to our friends and neighbors. We had a sense of community. We had a sense of pride about ourselves and our nation. And all of that is eroding away under this constant drumbeat of you need more money to give to the bankers. You need more money to give to the bankers. And it is a loss. America, its soul, is being hammered out of existence by the greed of the money junkies. Okay, apparently, let's see what's going on here. Investigators over in Massachusetts were investigating a Brazilian man, found $20 million stashed inside a mattress. That's interesting there. The auto lease Ponzi is getting ready to fall apart. Used car prices are now plunging. And that's certainly true. We're looking for a new car here, and we've been offered a 1990 Bronco in pretty decent shape for only $500. So we're going to be looking at that here. The British Army, I guess with all the talk about attacking Russia, is failing to attract new recruits. Nobody's going to sign up for the Army if they think they're going to be sent to be killed and crippled in a pointless war. They're missing their manpower target by thousands. How about grabbing some of those illegal immigrants and refugees, put them in uniform here? Somebody just posted an article here about global warming. Back in 1987, global warming causes sea levels to fall. And now they're saying global warming causes a slowdown in sea level rise. They can't make up their mind. They're just saying whatever they think it's going to take to get you to believe them and go along with the agenda, which is carbon taxes, mandatory buying of carbon credits, and so forth and so on. And again, the corporate media is doing their job that they're paid to do. Lie to you. We'll be back after these few words.
Difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat. You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're going to talk a little bit about the Secret Service. Now, most people, when they hear the phrase Secret Service, they think about the President's Protective Detail. And that's actually only a very small area of what the Secret Service does. They have permanent presences in all the major cities. And along with security issues for American diplomats. They're also at the forefront of tracking down counterfeiters, except for the ones at the Federal Reserve. But this apparently last October, a senior Secret Service agent, Kerry O'Grady, posted a Facebook post saying Trump is a disaster for the country and that she would rather go to jail than take a bullet for Donald Trump. I'm sure that now she's not going to have to worry about that. The reason this is interesting is because back in 2015, there was this incident out in Denver where an FBI sniper rifle was stolen out of a vehicle in the hotel parking lot just before Obama's visit to Utah. Now, this sniper rifle was secured in the car, chains, locks, a truck vault, and apparently whoever stole the rifle literally used a cable and another vehicle to just rip everything loose and take the rifle. And the acting special agent in charge for the Secret Service's Denver district, who was basically in charge of finding out whether or not that rifle was going to be used on the president, was, in fact, Kerry O'Grady. So there's kind of an interesting little juxtaposition going on there. All right, we're going to take a phone call here. Brian in Phoenix, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. How are you?
I'm fine.
Good. I'm concerned about the Federal Reserve and about this, talk and, about auditing it. And I can't see how that would do any good. I just think we know it's a scam. I just think it needs to be eliminated. That's how Trump could really help the American people. Do you agree?
Yeah, he really could. But of course, as history has shown, when you go up against those private central bankers and threaten their little scam, bad things can happen. And I'm sure Trump is already well aware of that. I think what Trump could do is what Vladimir Putin did, which is to take direct government control of the central bank, but not take it away from its owners, because that's what Putin did. He went to Russia's private central bank. It's still privately owned, but he said, we're going to run this. Just take your earnings and go relax, go on a permanent vacation. We're going to run it and run the economy for the benefit of Russia. And by the way, that was the day that Putin and Russia went from being our friend and partner to the top of the U.S. government's special high interest targets list. So I think we're going to have to take a break for station identification. Thank you for the call, and we're going to try and connect with Wayne Madsen.
Probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap, but did you know some companies take shortcuts? At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins, and our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells, and that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.